Hello, it's August 6th, 2026, and you're listening to Level Up with Dani. I'm your host, Dani Stockham. Welcome. I was just here 2 weeks ago, and it seems like a lifetime ago, because I've been on a two-week girls' trip with my elementary school friends, and 2 weeks ago they were here in the studio with me, doing the show, talking about our 55-plus year friendship. And it seems like yesterday and forever ago. That's a long time for 60-year-old women to be traveling. Not to mention traveling together. But we made it work. We started our trip in Arizona, spent a few days there, went to San Diego, Coronado Island, spent a few days there, came up here to Santa Rosa, spent a few days here, flew to Ohio, spent a few days there. We went to our 45th high school reunion and got to see some classmates from 45 years ago, took a tour of the high school. And just to kind of debrief a little bit, seeing your classmates from 45 years ago is kind of a mixed bag. Emotionally, visually, and in some cases, physically. Like you have a reaction to the people that you haven't seen for a long time. Now, the class reunions at Tiffin Columbian High School have been going on pretty much every 5 years. I think before the 30th, I don't know how often they did them, but since the 30th, it's been every 5 years. And it's usually the same, you know, cast of characters that show up, which include the six of us girls and our husbands. And then, you know, a smattering of other people. Most people don't come in from out of town. A lot of people still live in Tiffin, and they don't come, which that's the part that, for me, makes me wonder, like, why aren't you coming? Like, you live in the town where the reunion's being held. And this year's reunion, this 45th, was held at the college, Heidelberg College. I mean, it was a beautiful location for the 45th. The food was a gigantic step up from some previous reunions. But you just don't get the turnout. I saw a few new faces, some of which I was like, any chance you could crack a smile? Like, why are you so mad? Why are you coming to the reunion with that sour look on your face? And then a few people just felt like they were checking a box, like I came, but didn't really have much to say. I don't know. I mean, it's emotional for me. I feel like going back to the town where I grew up, you know, of course, I was yanked out after my sophomore year in high school and moved to Arizona. So, like, I missed the junior, senior year. And maybe that's why it's so attractive to me to go back. Because the memories that I have from that time, from that town, from those people, are positive. Way more positive than the life I lived in my own home. Like, the people who I went to school with, who I grew up with, who I spent my time with, those were my people. Those were the people who I felt knew me the best, who I was able to be myself with, not on guard, not afraid, not anxious, not worried, just free to be me. And I think the girls' trips are that for me as well, because I see all my friends as like seventh graders, eighth graders, you know, junior high girls, because that's where our friendships really got cemented. And that's where I feel like we were very authentic. You know, it was a different time, obviously, in the 70s. That's 1970 for you youngsters. There wasn't a lot of distractions. Obviously, there was no social media. There was no, I mean, you had to like call on a real telephone and hold it to your ear and talk to real people and sometimes go through parents to get to your friends. And I don't know, I just have this, I mean, I always accuse my husband of romanticizing his past, but I absolutely do it with this past, these people, this town in Ohio. And I think that's why I look forward to the girls' trips every year, where I look forward to the reunions every 5 years. Although I think consensus is the 50th is going to be different. I feel like it just should be in someone's backyard because we're that small of a group. And it should just be more of a appetizers and chat, you know, kind of not so formal and not so organized because, I mean, I don't know who's going to show up for the 50th. There was a point at a dinner, one of the dinners that we were at, where my husband said, look around. So it's the six of us girls and our husbands, although Sandy and Brian were missing, so it's only 10 of us, not 12 of us. But my husband said, look around. Like within 5 years, we could be, one of us could be a widow or a widower. And that's just going with statistics. You know, we're approaching, some of us just turned 63. I'm about to turn 64. You know, in 5 years, you're going to be almost 70. I mean, I think the average lifespan is 75, but, you know, it could happen. And that's, that really hit me. Like, I was like, whoa, that's heavy. But anyways, you know, I'm not, there's not a lot of debriefing to do because, like, I don't have peaks and pits. I mean, obviously the pit is that Sandy got sick. That was definitely a pit. And, you know, she went home when we landed in Ohio, and that was a bummer. But there were a lot of peaks. And I just think that we're so fortunate, the six of us girls, to have these relationships. And, you know, aside from all the pressures of the outside world, whether that's marriages, being parents, being grandparents, you know, planning weddings, you know, our aging parents, helping our aging parents, all aside from all those pressures and other friendships that we have, different layers of friendships, this is Camelot. These, the six of us and our ability to get together annually, stay together, you know, in our group chat or whatever, stay connected, is Camelot. It's special. It's enviable. And I think it translates. I think it translates to our other classmates, where it's kind of like we're traveling kind of in a pack, you know, come into the reunion together, sit at a table together, leave together, go to the after party together. Like, we're a girl gang. And, you know, I did have some comments like, I wanted to talk to you, but I didn't want to take you away from your girls. Yeah, thank you for that. Because we only see each other once a year. It just happened to coincide with the reunion. But I want to be with my girls. I want to talk to my friends. I want us to maintain that closeness, that symbiosis, that magic that we have when we're together. So it's not really a debrief because, like I said, there's nothing to debrief. It was amazing from start to finish. And we had some spectacular dinners, some fun conversations, some fun experiences, We did a cold plunge. Hats off to Cheryl. She still holds the record for 3 minutes and 13 seconds. My husband's trying to beat it. He's at 2 minutes and 11, I think is his best. If he builds a better set of stairs to get into the cold plunge, I feel like I could do 3 minutes for sure, but we'll see. anyways, we had a lot of cool experiences and a lot of fun times. I went to Put-in Bay on Lake Erie for the first time in my life. I've never been there before. Very cool. That was like going back in time almost, because I've heard about Put-in Bay my whole life. I know junior and senior year of high school when I was gone, my friends went there all the time. You know, we rode around on a golf cart and it's just like frozen in time, kind of like bars and restaurants and ice cream shops. And it's just so amazing and awesome. And I really liked it a lot. So we did that. And anyways, 14 days is a long time. Like, that's the longest trip we ever took together. And I think we were all happy to get home, get back in our beds. I mean, for me personally, let me just say that I have a very regimented existence. Like, I have one thing that I do every single day for my health, for my wellness. And it's like Pilates, the gym, walking with my friend, the gym, Pilates, whatever I do at home on Saturday, and then walking with my friends on Sunday, which we're getting that backfired up. So I do one thing every day. I'm very, you know, wake up in the morning, drink my coffee, leisurely stroll through my emails, go into my office if I need to do any printing or filling out or paper signing or whatever. And then, you know, have my day. I have appointments sprinkled in. You know, get my nails done, get my hair done, get my brows done, make dinner every night with my husband. Like, I have a routine. And traveling for 2 weeks and getting out of that routine, not to mention the food that I was eating, which is very different in most cases than the food I eat at home, including more food, because I don't eat three meals a day and I'm not always thinking about food because I don't like to think about food. It's not a priority for me. So like when you travel, you have to think about food. My water intake was very low compared to my regular water intake because I drink 2 32-ounce hydros a day. So that's 64 ounces of water. definitely wasn't doing that on the road. Sleep was... Some nights I got great sleep. Some nights I got crappy sleep. It's nice to be back in my bed. I do travel with my mouth tape and my eye mask, so I had that. But, you know, like my night ritual of like, you know, castor oil on my stomach, I would forget that some nights because my stuff's not set up in a bathroom like I like it. And, you know, take off my eye makeup, put on my eye mask, put on my mouth tape, wear my night guards, get in the bed, do the 100 crunches or 200 crunches, depending on how many crunches I think I need to do. You know, all of those routines were off for 2 weeks. And, you know, it says it takes about 2 weeks to start a new habit. Well, what's the habit that I started? Going to bed late, waking up early, eating rich food, feeling stressed about missing the gym. You know, I'm not a self-motivating kind of girl, so if I don't have my personal trainer or my Pilates instructor, I'm probably not going to motivate myself. It's just not my vibe. So, you know, trying to watch my friends recreate their fitness schedules in the living room or on the road or in the pool, you know, it's just we're off. Like, we're off our schedules. So I like being back on my schedule. I like cooking dinner at night with my husband. Obviously, I talked on the phone to my husband, but it's not the same. I mean, you know, he calls me every morning at 8 o'clock when he leaves the gym, and we have our conversation and talk about what we're going to have for dinner. And then if something comes up during the day, and then I have my family group chat where, you know, I see pictures of my daughter's dogs, or, you know, my older daughter calls me before she goes to work or when she gets off work, and it's hard with time zone changes. Do you know what I mean? Like, these are small things, but when you're not working, like me, I only work one day a week, your schedule is important. And I'm not saying I don't want to ever go on vacation again, because I'm already planning some vacations right now. It's just, you know, it's a long time. 2 weeks is a long time when you're changing locations every now and again. So on that note, you're listening to KOWSLP 92.5 FM in Occidental, California, streaming on the web at KOWSFM.com. This is Level Up with Danny, and I'm going to play a little tunage. I picked three songs from my playlist. Indicative of nothing, just, you know, songs that I like. Let's see which one I come up to first. I wrote the titles down on a piece of paper, thinking that would be helpful to me. And I think it's going to be right close here. It's going to come up to the song. Okay, this is a song by a guy named Jude Cole. It's an old song. It's called Baby, It's Tonight. So I'm going to play that and then come back and do some radio business. And then I've got some readings and some other things to do. Baby, It's Tonight by Jude Cole.
Won't you pick up the phone? 'Cause I know that you're home. Too many words have not been said to be living alone.
rest of my life to your darkest days and your brightest nights, to every scar, every piece of you. I found my home the moment I found you. I say yes to love, to all. Every broken part taught us how to heal. All the wrong turns led me here to your arms, to something clear. I didn't know what I was waiting for, so you walked right through that door. And suddenly every piece made sense, like my
slipped another one in there. So the first song was by Jude Cole called Baby It's Tonight, and the second one was I Say Yes to You by Senna Valle, S-E-N-A-V-A-L-E. Senavale? Senavale? I don't know how you say her name, but I like that song. It's kind of the way I feel about my husband. Like, all of these amazing trips that I'm able to take and bring my friends on, like, that's all about my husband. He is supportive of that in every way possible. And, you know, he's my guy. So I say yes to him no matter what. No matter what happens, no matter where we go, no matter what comes between us, no matter what we face, we're Team Stockholm. And I say yes to that. So I brought my book, Stoicism, and the book, Incarnation, An Exploration of Being Alive, Poetry and Poem Prose by Avery Kennan, who is the daughter of my friend Nisa Helke, Nisa Lynn Raker. So I was kind of going through the book. I read a few of her poems on the last show. The girls picked them out. But I saw this one because it kind of made me think of Tiffin. It says, it's called The Road. The road doesn't lead us to places where we thought it would. The road doesn't lead us to a dot on the map that we carefully placed after much thinking and planning. The road takes us to where we need to go, with stops along the way, some planned and some not, connecting us with people we least expected or couldn't even dream up. Sometimes we go in circles. We realize, oh, I've been here before. And sometimes there are paths that we didn't see coming. And I really, really like that one. It kind of hit me, you know, kind of about Tiffin and about the road that the lives of my friends took. We talked about it before, you know, we grew up together. So let's say we're all 18 years old, graduate high school, some go off to college. You know, whatever you do, you move away, you go on with your life, you get married, you have kids, you raise your family. And then the World Wide Web and Facebook come into play. And round about 2009, we all reconnected on Facebook, like all of us. Hey, hi, ho, hi, hi, whatever, where you been, what you been doing? You know, kind of cursory catch up. But that's what really brought us back together. That's the road, connecting us with people we least expected or couldn't even dream up. And we go in circles and realize, oh, I've been here before. Yeah, I've been here before. These friendships, I've been here before. So I liked that poem. Thank you to Aubrey and Nisa, although there's no illustration on this page, Nisa. You're not on every page. You're just on a few pages, the beginning of chapters, mostly. But cool illustrations. It's a really cool book. I encourage you to buy it. It's on Amazon. Incarnation. I'll take a picture of the cover and put it on my social media. So I saw this quote or this saying, or maybe I heard it, I'm not sure. Sometimes I hear things and I quickly put it in my notes section, write it down so I don't forget. Sometimes I see things and I quickly type it. It's just three words. It says, mood follows action. I don't know why that struck me, but mood follows action. So let's think about that for a second. You know, a lot of times you want to do something, you say, I'm not ready. I don't feel like I'm ready. That looks hard. And you do it, whatever the action is. You join the gym, you start Pilates, you give up alcohol, you speak plainly to your husband about the things that are bothering you. You end a relationship that hasn't served you. You stand up to people who aren't treating you correctly. Mood follows action. So those are the actions. And the mood follows that. So you feel proud. You feel happy. You feel relieved. You feel justified. You feel calm. You feel at peace. Mood follows action. Okay? Now I'm going to do some radio business. I'm going to read my three things, and I'm going to play my two underwriters, because we're not here without underwriters. Quickly, let me say that on August 9th at the Inn at Occidental Sunset Concert Series, so there's local wine, craft beer, local grill cuisine, limited seating. It's on Sunday, October 9th is the next show. It's Greg, Loy Cano, and Stingray from Mother Hips. So let me spell Greg's last name for you because I don't know how to pronounce it. L-O-I-A-C-O-N-A. Loy Cano. I feel terrible. It's Greg and Stingray. And they're from the Mother Hips band, which played with Janis Joplin back in the day. So there's that for informative. Okay. Come here, little paperwork. Current event. Lala's Family Farm Anniversary. Lala's Family Farm celebrates its 6th anniversary with a community-free farmiversary on Friday, August 28th from noon to 5 with an open house and fundraiser for the Redwood Empire Food Bank. The public is invited. For the past 2 years, that is exactly how things have worked at Lala's Family Farm, a small family-run farm tucked away at 4018 Canfield Road in Sebastopol, where the stand runs on one simple principle: pay what you can, take what you need. Admission is free, but parking is limited, and carpooling is encouraged. RSVP is recommended, and you can visit lalasfamilyfarm.com to make your reservation now. That's Lala, L-A-L-A-S, familyfarm.com. And this sounds like a good thing to celebrate, helping to feed people who need help. Next, we have a program promotion announcement, The Swinging 30s and 40s. Steady Eddie takes you on a fascinating journey through the music of the 1930s and 1940s. Tune in on odd Sundays at 4 p.m. for The Swinging 30s and 40s, a look back at the music of the golden age of jazz, swing, and big band. All you need to do is sit back and enjoy the ride. That's right here on KOWS LP 92.5 FM Occidental, streaming to all of the planet Earth at kowsfm.com/listen. Join us. So this is not about that. Well, it's kind of about that. So I'm listening to a book right now called The Calamity Club. It's a very famous book written by the author of The Help. And it takes place in the 20s and early 30s. And there's a part of the book where they're talking about the music of the time. And because I'm a dork, like, I hear them talking about this music, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to look that up. I want to listen to that song. So I have a list. I didn't bring it with me, which this would have been a perfect place to bring it, of the songs and the music they're talking about, and I'm going to look it up and listen to it. Obviously, I wasn't around in the 20s and 30s, despite what people might think about my age, but seems like the music was kind of a thing. So anyways, that's the book, The Calamity Club. Let me just look at the author's name so I can give a shout out. But it's a huge book. I talked about it before. I bought the book and I was like, oh, hell no. Like, how am I going to hold that book? But I listened to it instead. So it's by Catherine Stockett, the author of the number one best-selling book, The Help. All right, my last PSA is about Sarah's community project. Sarah's is seeking volunteers to aid in growing, cooking, and delivering meals to clients in Sonoma County who are facing serious health challenges. The Sarah's Community Project empowers young people as volunteer gardeners and chefs, educating the broader community about the connections between food choices and individual health, the community, and the planet. They partner with healthcare providers and insurers to demonstrate the impact of medically tailored meals to ensure that nutrition is a routine part of healthcare. Shifts are available Monday to Friday in Sebastopol. Visit sarahsproject.org. That's Sarahs, C-E-R-E-S, project.org. This is another great one that really helps people in need with food, which, let's be honest, if you can eat, and you can eat good, healthy food, you're got a leg up on whatever else you need to do. Okay, I've got a reading from Stoicism. I've got another song, but I'm going to play, you know, go through my underwriters as soon as it loads on my phone. Where are you at, girls and boys, ladies and germs? Let's see. I have so many googly googs. Okay, so get ready. Here we go.
The Jewish Community Free Clinic, or JCFC, is proud to provide services to anyone in need who is currently uninsured. The facility is located close to both public transportation and Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital. Services are offered 4 days a week and include family medicine, free vaccines, medications, laboratory tests, acupuncture, and women's health and work physicals. The clinic also provides resource and referral assistance. To learn more about JCFC's valuable service, or to volunteer, or to make a donation, please call 707-585-7780 or visit the clinic's website at jewishfreeclinic.org. You can make an impact and build a stronger local economy while earning rewards at the same time. Your Go Local Rewards Card is honored at 150 Sonoma County businesses that offer discounts for cardholders. Go Local cards can be obtained free at Corix in Santa Rosa or on their website at golocal.coop. That's golocal.coop. And remember, every local dollar spent keeps $3 to $4 in our community.
Okay. There you go. So, Stoicism. Are you guys sick of this yet? I'm sorry. This book is amazing. So, I'm going through something right now, and ironically, this is the reading for today. Again, I don't look at this stuff in advance, but I did open the book to mark the page, and here it is. Today's Stoic reading is called Lead with Justice. No man is free who is not master of himself. That's Epictetus. Okay, in the arena. Every week, Brian Stevenson walks into the silence of death row. The walls echo with finality, the air heavy with hopelessness. He doesn't go for the recognition. He goes because someone must. Raised in a poor, segregated community in Delaware, Stevenson understood early the cost of injustice. As a lawyer, he founded the Equal Justice Initiative, dedicating his life to defending the condemned, the wrongly convicted, the poor, who never had a fair trial, and even children sentenced to die in prison. He has sat across from men minutes before execution. He has listened to stories that most of the world would rather ignore. Again and again, he has been told it's hopeless. And yet, he shows up. His work has overturned death sentences, changed laws, and forced America to confront its own history of racial injustice. But his real legacy is presence, the steady, relentless courage to sit in the hardest places and not turn away. Why does this matter? Brian Stevenson shows that justice is not served through rage, but through steadiness. The Stoic knows that endurance and clarity are stronger than fury. True strength is the willingness to return again. Put this to work. What injustice or struggle around you needs your calm strength? Resist the pull of noisy outrage. Instead, master your emotions, hold steady, and keep showing up. Service done with discipline changes more than anger ever will. And to that I say, Noted. So noted. Okay, so back to my friend group. Here's the thing about these kind of friendships and the fact that they've gone on for this long and the fact that we're at this age of our lives, this stage of our lives. You know, nothing's guaranteed. So I don't know what will be in 5 years. I don't know where I'll be. I don't know where anyone else will be. No one knows that. We're not in charge of that. We're not forecasting the future. We're standing in the present. We have the comfort of our past, the comfort of our friendships to help us. But, you know, I hear my friends talking about their aging parents, and a lot of them have lost their parents and what that feels like. And, you know, parents that are, you know, struggling with memories. And again, we have no guarantees. So we live for today. We live as fully as we can, being as loving as we can be, being as considerate as we can be, caring about the people we care about deeply, with respect and reverence. And there's a song by, I think it's Cody Johnson, but let me check, because you can't trust me for stuff like this. I'm old. I can't remember stuff. It's called Till You Can't. Yes, it is Cody Johnson. So I want you guys to listen to these words about how you should do things when you can, because there'll be a time when you can't. Not that that's really, hooray, that sounds so exciting. It's kind of heavy, but it's a good song too. So here we go. Till You Can't by Cody Johnson.
You can tell your old man you'll do some largemouth fishing in another town. Just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can. You can keep putting off forever with that girl whose heart you hold, swearing that you'll last someday further down the road. You can always put a diamond on her hand till you can. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it, 'cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can till you can. Greasy parts sitting in the trunk of that 65, still waiting on you and your granddad to bring it back to life. You can always get around to fixing up that Pontiac till you can't. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it, 'cause a dream chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can till you can't. So take that phone call from your mama and just talk away, 'cause you'll never know how bad you wanna till you can't someday. Don't wait on tomorrow, 'cause tomorrow may not show. Say your sorries, your I love yous, 'cause man, you never know. If you got a chance, take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it, 'cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can till you
know if the next song was starting or what. The next song is No Broke Boys by Disco Lines and Tinashe. So we didn't want to hear that. So yeah, till you can't, right? So that's why we keep doing the girls' trips. That's why we keep telling our people we love them every day. That's why we end the phone calls with our daughters and our sisters and our mothers and mother-in-laws with, I love you. Because there will be a time when you can't. And, you know, I'm not trying to be dark and melancholy, but that's a fact. And just ask anyone who's lost a parent or a sibling or a child, God forbid, and they will tell you all the what ifs and I wish I would have's and if only I had. I remember when I was first with my husband early in our marriage, we went to Florida to visit his grandfather. This is his paternal grandfather. And he told a story about his wife, Kate, Granny Kate, how she always wanted this ring. Like this was a ring she really wanted. And he never got it for her. I don't know why. It's not that he couldn't afford it. You know, he did other things, bought her a new car, you know, whatever you want, Kate. But he never got her that ring. And she died of ovarian cancer. And he bought that ring. And he put that ring in the safe. And he showed me that ring. And he said, you know, this is what she wanted. And I thought to myself, a not very kind thought. Because really? That's what she wanted, and you didn't have any trouble doing it, but you didn't do it. You made the choice to not do it. I mean, we all fall short, right? We all have opportunities to do something, and we choose not to do it. And I mean, this is just a reminder to do it. Do the thing. Take the trip. Buy the ring. Paint the house, whatever the thing is that the person that you love the most wants, if it's within your means to get it, get the thing, do the thing. Because if it was important enough to ask for, it might be important enough to give it some consideration. Because there could be a day when you can't. And I don't want you to feel badly about that. So, obviously, this is Level Up with Dani. Obviously, it's all about my wellness. Obviously, my wellness practices are very important to me. And, you know, traveling and getting out of sync, there's a cost to that. But it's a cost I'm willing to pay. I don't have any regrets about the trip or anything that happened on the trip or the cost or, you know, anything that we did, like, even though it derailed my quote unquote wellness, it filled my cup. It filled my heart. It filled me up to be with these girls and to talk about our lives in such an open way without judgments, without fear of retribution or scorn or laughing or whatever. I mean, even talking about, you know, our aging bodies and our aging marriages. We're all in long marriages and, you know, just what that looks like. And in a way that you couldn't talk about with your husband, with your wife, maybe even with some of your closest friends. There's just a freedom to these friendships that it's hard to explain, and I've not had it duplicated in any other friendships or relationships that I've had. It's just an ease, like a feeling like, I mean, and there are moments, trust me, where I'm like, oh my God, what they must think of me. Or, you know, you can get a little sniffy like, whatever, that's not what I want to do or that's not how I feel. But there's not, it's not over. They're not walking out. They're not being like, okay, we're done with Danny. She's a this or she's a that. Because I think they feel about the friendships the same way that I do. There's something, it's Camelot. It's something to be cherished and curated and coveted and all the words about how you hold on to something that's dear to you. And this is dear to me. Let's see, what else can I do to entertain you people? I don't know, so many things. I do have other songs. I thought of this when I was driving somewhere. What was I looking at? I don't know. Anyways, I really want to go see the Eagles again. They're at the Sphere in Las Vegas. They've extended their run through February. I just have to see them again. I love the Eagles so much. I don't even have a favorite Eagles song, but I just saw it on my Facebook this morning that they extended their stay. Let me see if I have any songs by the Eagles in my playlist. I don't know that I do, which is sad. Let's see. What can I play for you people? What do you want to hear? I know what I can play. A song that never gets old. It's here, up here at the top of my order. Everybody loves the Miley Cyrus song, The Climb. I'm going to play that real quick, and then I'll come back with closing remarks. This is The Climb by Miley Cyrus.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying. Gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna I'm facing the chances I'm taking. Sometimes might knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most. Yeah, just gotta keep going. Sometimes I'm gonna have to
So I'm going to leave here when I'm done with my show. I have to go get an echocardiogram. I got my fasting blood work this morning. Some other tests are in the hopper. I'm going to get an echocardiogram. I'm going to go to CVS, pick up my prescriptions, go home, maybe do a little infrared sauna sesh. you know, keeping up to keep up. We're making pizza, homemade pizza and salad for dinner tonight. Don't stop by. We're only making enough for two. But yeah, it's a regular Thursday in my life. I'm going to be back on August 20th, which is the day before I leave to go visit my daughter in Dallas. So exciting. And this show will be in the archives at KOWSFM.com tomorrow, as well as on my Spotify channel. Tomorrow morning, I'll wake up, I'll listen to the show, and then I'll post it on my Spotify channel for people who listen on Spotify. I don't know where my listening audience comes from. I don't know how many of you listen live versus how many of you listen it in the archives at the actual radio station online, or how many of you listen on Spotify. But I appreciate you all. It means a lot to me. I am not doing this for notoriety. I'm just doing it for myself, really, to have a kind of a place to talk about a wellness journey that started 3 years ago, almost four, but 3 years in September since I gave up alcohol. It's a good journey. You know, we do what we can for ourselves to make ourselves strong and healthy so that we can get on the floor with our grandkids and hug our children and show up for our people. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to show up. And, I mean, I'm kind of proud of myself. I think I'm doing a pretty good job. But I really appreciate you listening. And like I said, I'll be back in 2 weeks on the third Thursday of October, which is August, which is August 20th. So thank you so much. This is Level Up with Danny. I'm your host, Danny Stockham.